Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Recently, Albuquerque, New Mexico was host to the third annual Indigenous pop culture convention known as Indigenous Comic-Con. Creator Lee Francis stated that he wanted to host an event that highlights the amazing work that brings understanding about the Indigenous experience to the world of popular culture. CBC Radio reports that Indigenous Comic-Con is more than comics. The gathering hosted films, Indigenous futurisms, a fashion show, and even wrestling. Michigan State University professor Elizabeth LaPonce's love of comics drew her to Indigenous Comic-Con. LaPonce, who is an Anishinaabe and Métis, told CBC Radio about comics, "English became a real wall for me in how I wanted to express myself." LaPonce commented that comics and visualizing was a natural step to better portray herself. Her love of comics also connects her to video games. Her latest project is called When Rivers Were Trails. It requires players to interact with a map to make their way through the game. The game is set in 1890 and deals with what happened with the Allotment Act from Minnesota to California. The game will be released in the winter of 2019. Characters, all from various nations, were written by 24 Indigenous writers. LaPonce stated that her favorite part of Indigenous Comic-Con is simply being able to hang out with other Indigenous creators. At an event that is Indigenous creative, you really are in a space you can talk about all of the dreams that could come about. Indigenous Comic-Con was held over 3 days and featured numerous activities for families and youth. Lee Francis Laguna Pueblo commented to the Albuquerque Journal, "Everything that we do is to bring a spotlight to the work that Native people are doing today." Francis, who also runs his own comic book store, Red Planet, observes, "People are beginning to understand the impact of Native pulp culture. We're taking over our own stories, and we get to present ourselves in a way that's authentic." Miigwetchen, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.